head back over to the livestock side, this cash cattle market. I think producers were optimistic they were going to see higher prices late Friday because that's been the trend.
Yeah, but we got sidelined here by a very sharp break here in the futures. April cattle under liquidation like it is with not much time left, probably a little more of a spookier trade than would have been otherwise. There was a whole bunch of chatter and speculation in the marketplace here on Friday. A rumor got started that there was the potential for a plant closing, and you know, with the slaughter level the way it is, last week's slaughter is 13% less than a year ago. 13% less than a year ago. That's a lot. Now, it does seem to us this morning that the best information we got, that this worry of plant closing, I think, has been put to rest. It doesn't sound like there's any real legitimacy to that story. So I was hoping the market was going to take a little comfort in that. And the first part of the trade, we did trade okay, but right now we're not trading very good again with April cattle over a dollar lower.
Well, you're talking supply-demand reports said we're going to have a lot more cattle this second quarter.
A lot more beef production than a year ago. I could not disagree more, but I'm just an idiot in Iowa. But that was what the one of the USDA numbers that came out. Now, 35 years I've done this, and I don't remember ever an instance, not one, where anybody cared about what the supply-demand report said for beef or pork or chicken. Supply-demand reports are corn, wheat, beans. They come out every month. It's, you know, so I don't know. To me, I doubt if that was really the biggest problem with the marketplace on Friday, because if that was the case, we'd have broke the middle and the back of the market, and what we really saw was that the front end of the market is the market that broke the hardest.
What are your thoughts on hogs? I mean, export demand for hogs, everything I'm reading is just astronomical.
Finally. You know, these poor hog guys have been blistered. We've talked and talked and talked about how we've got to see some improvement in demand because we have plenty of hogs. One could say we have too many hogs, okay? I mean, too many hogs to expect a big price at the end. So we needed to have something come on the demand side of the equation, the using it up side of the equation. And domestically, does it work to sell pork loins at $1.60? You bet it does. And finally, from an export standpoint, we're starting to hear some talk that we've seen some significant marked improvement to some of our biggest and best old customers, China. So, you know, we'll wait for some further reiteration and proof of these, but I'm hearing very, very good talk about export demand from a global standpoint here picking up as well. So long overdue. I think the hogs are in much better shape here than they've been for a while.